As always, it is my prayer that you're doing well today. Before we get into the topic, I want to make you aware that I've been doing some live streaming and a couple seminars are now available online. And if you are on our mailing list, you're already getting information about that. But if you're not on the mailing list, if you would go to healingcareministries.org and sign up for our newsletter, that automatically puts you on the mailing list and you'll get all the notifications about upcoming events. We have one coming up in the middle of May that's going to be somewhat different. I'm going to be doing 4 1.5-hour sessions over 4 days. It'll be a Wednesday, a Saturday, another Wednesday, and then the next Saturday. And the theme is unshakable certainty. It's about who we are in Christ, discovering what it means to be a child of God. In these times, it seems essential that we understand the issue of identity security, God's great love, and His generosity to us, even in times of difficulty like this. I encourage you to go to our website and find out this information. Yes, there is a fee to register for the seminar itself, but we've also made it that if you can't pay the whole fee, there are other options. We just want to make it available so that we as a body of people can encourage one another in who we are in Christ and to hold on in these difficult times. So I have a friend. His name is Joe High. I love Joe High. He just recently retired from a career of high-level corporate leadership that took him around the globe. Joe High loves the Lord. And whenever we talk, which is often, he prays for me. And when Joe High prays, it feels like heaven opens. And today was no exception. We were talking about a number of issues, and he began to pray for me. And I bet you our prayers went on for 10 minutes or more. And the prayers then led to him singing an old Baptist hymn over me. And I was so encouraged and so uplifted. But in the middle of his prayer, Joe said, "Jesus, we want to thank you for all you have done for us." And for whatever reason, when he said that, the word "all" just leapt out to me. And he continued to pray, and I began to think about the all factor when it comes to Jesus. What are all of the alls that Jesus brings to us? And the whole idea of all is very important because it's the notion of complete, nothing missing, all included. And so I began to think about it, and I just want to share some of these with you that came to my mind as Joe was praying in the all of Christ, that all who call on the name of Jesus will be saved. That's an amazing concept that comes out of God's Word. There is no person that could call on the name of Jesus to be their Lord and Savior that the Lord would say, "No, not you." It's all who call on the name of Jesus. It's inclusive of every person who has ever been on this globe and who is on this globe right now. They can experience the wonder of the promise of Galatians 4 that Jesus came that we might be children of God, receive an inheritance, have the intimacy of the Spirit, and that's available to all who call on His name. Isn't that great? All. And then all of our sins are forgiven, and God puts them behind His back. Again, the word "all" just leaps from the page for me when you look at what Scripture is saying. There's no list of Scripture that says all sins but this list. No. When it comes to the mistakes we've made through our wandering, both in omission and commission, turn to Christ, and because of Calvary and His life, all of them are able to be washed. That, again, is unbelievable. I mean, it's exciting to even think about the comprehensive nature of what Jesus Christ has provided for us. And I began to think about Colossians chapter 2, that all the demons have been defeated by Christ on the cross. Not most of them, not the ones that are of less power. All of them are now subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Again, think about that. It wasn't a partial victory. It was absolutely complete. So I keep thinking about this idea of all. Paul says, all the promises of God are yes for us in Christ. Another all. There's not a secret list of ones that we don't get. Every promise that God has made has been fulfilled in Christ and is now accessed by us in Christ. Isn't that just an exciting thought? And it keeps going on with this idea of all. All authority, Jesus said, has been given to him. Do you realize that when Christ makes a call, that's the call? Nobody can superimpose their will over Christ's authority. He is the one that God has endowed with all authority. And so what he says is true. What he says will happen. When Jesus Christ says, I go to prepare a place for you, he meant it. When he says that I will never leave you or forsake you, he meant it. Isn't that amazing? And right with all authority, of course, is the idea of all power. Dunamis. Dynamite. There's no one more powerful than Jesus. And the amazing point of Christ and his power is the fact that he displays it, not in a way that benefits him and his glory, but he displays it in a way that helps other people, that benefits them. And when you touch the edge of that power, it's overwhelming. I mean, really. Think of the most powerful rocket going into the sky, the most powerful hurricane that sweeps across the land, the most powerful waves that come against the shore, and that does not compare when it comes to the power of Christ. I've mentioned before that the Ignatian General Superintendent, General Superior, whose name was Pedro Ruppe, once saw a miracle. He was at Lourdes, and there was a procession in which the host was being lifted up. And he said that he saw a boy that was there with polio suddenly experienced the power of Christ. And he stood up and he walked and he was healed. And at the time, Arupe was actually a medical student, so he asked that he could be part of the medical group that examined. And he came out of that and said, I will never be the same. I have felt the power and strength of Christ. That there is no one stronger, there is no one greater. I think this is one of the reasons that I appreciate Philippians chapter 3, where Paul was talking about his own efforts of getting right with God and how he had become the Hebrew of Hebrews and how he advanced beyond his peers. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. And then he, in essence, says, I count that as garbage in relationship to knowing Christ. He was saying, if you want to know real power, you want to know Christ. He said, I want to know Christ. I want to know the fellowship of his suffering. Because he recognized that again, in Jesus, there was this amazing all. And then there's this one. It's Philippians, again, in chapter 2, where Paul said, there's going to come a day when all people will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and they will bow before him. All people. And of course, the implication of that is it's much better for us to do that now than it would be to wait into eternity. Let me just go over this list again. It's absolutely staggering to me and somewhat amazing. Jesus Christ has provided that all who believe will be saved, and all of our sins are forgiven, and all the promises of God are yes in Him, that He has overcome and defeated all dark powers with all authority and all power, and all people will bow before Him. This is why, again, I keep coming back to we're Jesus people. And we want to more and more be Jesus people with a recognition of the wonder of Christ. Now, I am sure that you will be able to think of other all statements when it comes to Jesus. But now I want to shift for a moment. Because as I considered all of this, all of this, I remembered another all, and that came from the old gospel chorus, "All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all." I remember when I was young and my mom would go to church at times, they would often end the service after the pastor had preached with an altar call, and many, many times the choir and the congregation would sing that song, "All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all." And people would go forward and they would pray and get prayer, and sometimes there would be tears, and I was fascinated by that as a child. But as an adult, I'm fascinated not just with the idea of surrender, but the all notion of it. I don't think anyone said it better than St. Ignatius when he talked about total surrender means that I surrender my days, I surrender my health, I surrender my time, my energy, my gifts, my talents. I lay them all before Christ and say, they are now yours. That's the notion of all surrender. I mentioned before that St. Ignatius once made this comment about don't prefer, and don't prefer strength over weakness and victory over defeat. But I do prefer. But when you surrender all, you recognize that all is all. Lord, you make the call. You decide. All that I have and all that I am is now in your hands. And is there a time better than this for us to wrestle with this than a time when life has been turned upside down? May we see God touch us with the wonder of Christ's all, that we may, by the Holy Spirit, in turn, surrender all to Him. My friends, know this. Christ loves you with all His heart.